Hi, it's Randy Rhodes, and here's what you missed.
In fact, there was an article today about how the president of the United States doesn't understand, you know, anything about foreign policy. He doesn't. They were like so pleased that he didn't screw up the name Cote d'Ivoire, that he got that right because he calls Namibia, Namibia. But anyway, Donald Trump started tweeting this morning against her, just going crazy against her. And started saying, she never made it, she never will, she was vicious but not smart. Pot meet kettle. Vicious but not smart. She literally got fired for out-trumping Trump. This is amazing. This is really, really crazy. But she's defended the president this whole time. She defended him after Charlottesville. She defended John Kelly after John Kelly, trashed Congressman Frederica Wilson. I mean, all these things that happened, she defended the president every single time.
This is the president. The day after Charlottesville, he condemned the egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides. This is before he said the both sides comment. But he had already used the phrase many sides. 2 days later, you're on Fox News defending him. Here's what you said.
President Trump, he said that he condemned the acts. He knew that they were disgusting and loathsome. But he did not come out until the facts were known about the investigation. And today, he made a statement that was very clear and very decisive about where he stood on these acts.
What do you think of that, Omarosa?
Absolutely. I mean, as you said, it was
Was that complicit, Omarosa?
Totally complicit. In fact, I had a blind spot where it came to Donald Trump. I wanted to see the best in him. And obviously, I felt miserably. Because after that, he gets up and he says that there are good people on both sides when
he had already said that,
denouncing what we saw as clearly racist Nazis going against the grain of this country. And it's just really difficult to see that I was so much a part of this. And I accept and I admit that I was. But now I think it's important that as we are celebrating, well, actually observing the anniversary of Charlottesville, that he has an opportunity actually to bring the country together. But you'll see that he doesn't have the ability to do that because he puts himself over country every day.
Okay, I was complicit. I was, and now I see it. But I love that man. It's like a bad episode of Cops, isn't it? Where the woman is, got a big black eye, and the police come to the house, and they say, "Ma'am, what happened?" And she said, "He beat me with a box of Tide." Would you like to press charges, ma'am? No, I love that man. This is sick. All to sell a book.
Many people are seeing, though, that after Charlottesville, you didn't resign.
Exactly.
And yes, you wanted to work on the, I think, Historically Black College Initiative.
Which would have been a
I understand
later.
That. Yes. I understand that. But then you didn't leave after that. You didn't leave after he had that unfortunate call with the widow of the dead soldier. You didn't leave after he called kneeling NFL players SOBs. And this is what Jelani Cobb wrote in The New Yorker about your new perspective. Her realization about Trump's outlook appears to have emerged at some point during her book deal. It's not a gradual awakening. It's a glacial, self-interested one. There's going to be many people here that say, you're now identifying him as a racist after you got your book deal. What do you say to that criticism?
Well, first of all, I need to push back about that. First of all, I am an author. This is my third book.
I write about
my life. I write about the things that happen in my life. So the assertion that I just woke up and decided I'm going to write a book, when this is my third book, I have to push on that. But certainly, I was working to try to find someone who could take my place. I was the only African-American at the table. I left, which I did, when I left, there has been no new appointment of an African-American assistant to the president, which means that people are making decisions about us without us. And as I worked to try to find that replacement, I realized that they could care less about having an African-American voice at the table. And to this day, there is no one serving in that administration in the role that I was in. And that's a great void. And so the people who want to judge should probably read the book first.
Not a chance.
And give me an opportunity to at least examine the journey that I was on before making decisions and judgments about my story.
I think arguments some have made, and I've heard it.
But they should read it.
Would say
first.
No, I'm not going to read it first, because you are a reality TV star who helped elevate another reality TV star into the presidency of the United States. And once the president opened up his mouth and said Mexicans are rapists and trashed Kaiser Khan at the Democratic National Committee and said David Johnson's, death, that's what he signed up for, and then trashed Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, who was on a phone call with racist John Kelly, who you know is a racist, and lied about her, and Charlottesville happened, and all these other, disgusting racist things, look at my African-American, all this stuff, and calling NFL players sons of bitches and fire them and get them off the field, and you went along with all of it because you were still on the payroll as a reality TV star who could never, ever get a job in the White House of a normal president. Now, we're not going to read your book. I don't care about it. For all things Randy, go to randyrhodes.com. But meet me here for the live show, 4 o'clock Eastern.